Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Welcome this week to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. A young lady I met on Black Podcast Network, she was reaching out for some male guests. She still ain't put me in on our show, but I reached out to her because I heard a couple of episodes on her show, and I said, I like what she's talking about, so I'm going to bring her on my show. Then maybe I can go on her show after this. But anyway, I want to welcome this week's guest, Shay A. Queen. How you doing, my friend?
Hello. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad we connected. I didn't know if you was coming through or not, but I was like, where is she? But good. I'm glad you came through. Who is Shay A. Queen? We want to find out. Let the people know. Where'd all this come from?
Well, I'm Shay A. Queen, and I'm a mother. I'm just trying to find me some extra income and I'm from Dallas, Texas. I'm 32 years old. And how did Shay A. Queen come about? You know, I just always looked at myself as a queen. So, I go by a nickname, Shay. And I was just like, Shay A. Queen. And I just started my podcast in November. Mm-hmm. So far, it's been going great. And I just been sticking with it.
And the name of your podcast is what?
Concrete Rose Podcast.
Concrete Rose Podcast. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. So what made you want to start a podcast? What? I mean, before that.
Because it's a lot of things that people want to talk about that they're not able to mm-hmm. talk about. You know, they might want to vent, and I'm just using my platform as a way to talk about different topics that people are not able to talk about.
So do you go on there and vent yourself, like, without a guest? It's just you just letting out?
Well, I haven't done it yet, but I'm working my way up to doing it.
So what do you like about it so far, podcast?
I'm just liking the support that I'm getting. You know, I got people from all around the world that's in my inbox and wanting to connect with me.
Yeah, it's amazing how you like, you know, before you do a podcast, it's like, you know, who am I? You know, does anybody want to hear what I got to say? And then once you get on a podcast, like, there's so many people around the world, like, just waiting to hear your voice. Like, hey, where you been all my life? Digging you.
Yeah, and it was shocking to me. I didn't know that it would, you know, go the way it's going. Because when I did the first episode, I wasn't even prepared. But I just did it. And after that, a lot of people were just inboxing me. So I just went on and went forward. It's really unexpected.
You found one of your callings. Yeah, don't stop. But yeah, the hardest part is getting started. Actually, you know, just pushing the button, pushing the record, and just start talking. That's the hardest part. A lot of people are scared to get over, because I had to deal with them issues too, because I wanted to do a podcast for like a couple of years, but I'm like, man, I got stuff to say, but I got small stuff to say in different pockets. I don't have like a whole 30-minute talk.
And then with me,
what's that?
I'm shy. So it was like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, the good thing about podcasts, you don't have to like do it visually. So it's like you're talking on the phone with somebody, you know, so you can kind of get through that. And then eventually you get up to the video stage. Because I have my shy moments. I talk, and then sometimes I don't want to talk. But we make it work, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, and your podcast, you say you started, what, November?
Yes, in November.
Okay, so you don't even have a year and stuff. And you like it so far, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, Concrete Rose Podcast. Yeah, I was listening to a couple of them. I'm like, yeah, I like your vibe. I like where you're going with it. You know, it's clean, uplifting, and you have some guests on there. You got some good questions for them. And then I said, yep, I got to get her on the show because, you know, she's up and coming. I like to support up and comers. That's positive. And then I got a couple of podcast ladies, New York, Preezy, Listen Up, Listen In. And then I got Dr. Lamar. I forgot the name of her show, but Dr. Lamar Spencer, she got a good show and stuff. And then I got some other girls, some wildcats over there called Pillow Talks with a Z. You got that's adult content. They got good content, but you can't go over there with a feeble mm-hmm. heart. So they be over there with that real woman talk. But I like it because they feel like I'd be a fly on the wall listening to the girls in the locker room, and they don't hold nothing back. So I'm like,
oh, my.
I can't let them know I'm in here. That's the kind of podcast they got. But anyway, Shay, what are you trying to go with your podcast? Where you see yourself going, like, over the next year with it?
Wherever God take me. I hope I just go far with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, because there's a lot of more topics that I want to talk about, but I'm just trying to get my followers up and stuff.
Yeah. The key is consistency. Just, I mean, how often you release it? How often you release the podcast?
Like every Friday. I try to do them every Friday.
Yeah. Just the same time? You drop it?
No, I do mine like Fridays around like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, if you can stick with the same time, like, because it's almost like a sitcom or a TV show. People get used to a certain time you're coming on. You know, they wrap their day around your episode. So it's like, okay, I know my girl coming on at 7 on Friday, so let me get ready because I want to listen in. So as long as you stay consistent with it, like every Friday drop them something, then, you know, you can build that following on that consistency because people don't like all this change. Okay, she on Friday, she on Wednesday, she on Thursday. I'm like, what? I can't.
Oh.
Yeah, keep it solid. Cause I my episodes drop every Sunday at noon, rain or shine. Yeah, I haven't changed in over a year. I don't think I'm changing though.
So how long you been doing your podcast?
Matter of fact, this month made a year, March. Yeah.
Oh, so congratulations!
We're in the second season. Thanks. We're in the second season. I think I had over like 50 something episodes last season. Now I'm starting this one off, and it's going good. I'm changing a little bit because you know I'm an independent artist. I've been writing music since 2000, so I'm going to start introducing some of the stories behind why I wrote these songs and stuff and some of these episodes. But other than that, it's so many good guests I'd be running across, and then I want to go one direction with it, then I find another guest I want on my show. So, you know, I just try to keep it live and moving with different people with different backgrounds and stuff, and then, you know, share their stories. Shay, what you over there clicking? You cooking? Say be busy, y'all. She be busy.
I be busy. You got your kids. You try to keep them quiet, and you just got everything just going on.
We understand. I'm gonna have to send you to the Noble Podcast School of Rookies. It's easy. We don't beat you down. We just love on you.
I really do need to.
Like, yeah, stay consistent.
I need to get it together.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, you're gonna fine tune it as you go. Just stay consistent, and just every podcast just make it better than the last one. It's gonna work out if you don't stop. That's the key. Don't be coming here half stepping. Then you're I can't do it, and be 6 months later like I quit. No, don't do that. Especially when you got people responding to you, you want to hear your voice. You know, everybody got a voice that need to be heard. And then you know, your show probably have some guests on there, some words, you know, that save somebody's life around the world. You never know. So it's pretty much a ministry, you know, to me. It's a ministry. It's bigger than you. You're just, the vessel. God uses to touch people's lives in their darkest moments, you know. Never know. That's why I take this serious. I take it serious because you don't know who life you're going to impact and change and save. And that's why I like to have, great guests come on here. Real people, you know. Every now and then I stick a star in there and stuff just to say, hey, he got some famous people there. They already famous. I'm going to try to make these Shay A. Queen people famous. Household names. So, yeah, I got a purpose and a mission with this show. It's an easygoing show. We don't have it all crazy. We just want to talk to you like we friends, you know. We build a friendship. We build a community of podcasters that's changing lives for the better, and we're going to make it work. And I don't know why I'm talking so much. I'm supposed to be interviewing you. We done turned my podcast into your podcast. Yeah. My name is Nate, and I got this podcast. But yeah, just stay consistent and just bring quality, good content, and just, you know, try to keep a quiet background and stuff, and then tell your guests, and it's going to be good. So what else are you learning about being a podcaster that you didn't know before you got started?
What I'm learning now is that, like you were saying, you got to be consistent. You got to have a schedule. Because when I first started, I was just jumping around. I couldn't pick a good timing. Like, I do one on a Wednesday and on a Thursday. And what I learned is you do have to have, like, a set schedule and a set time that you're going to do.
Yeah, because people get used to, like, you know, schedules. Somehow we schedule our life around a lot of stuff. You know when your favorite TV show coming on. You know, on the weekend, you know, when your radio program coming on. So it's like you're already getting ready for it. Who's next?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good tip. That's a good tip from my 1 year in. Because I got that tip from some other people that's been in for years. So I just picked the day and time, and that's it, dog. 1 year later, I'm still running my mouth. Thank God. What's some of the non-fun things about podcasting you figured out?
When, you know, when people schedule an event and then they just don't come through for it. Like, they'll tell you that I'm going to come on this time. And when it's time, and they, something came up.
Yes. I don't like that either. Because you sitting there waiting, and you just scheduled your time out waiting for them, and you confirm, and they're like, yep. And then they don't show up. I mean, at least give me a heads up.
Then you guys on your calendar and stuff, and they don't even show up. And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. You be like, where they at? And then all you hear on the other end is like, crickets.
And you texting and you inboxing and you know, what happened?
I don't know, but yeah, I had those moments. Matter of fact, I had a lady that was supposed to be in this spot here. That's why I moved you up and stuff, because she had to go fly to Texas for her aunt's 90-something birthday. I'm like, okay. You got two strikes, lady. I'm going to give you one more shot, and then we just going to be friends without a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, because you can't keep bailing out on my scheduling. I mean, I put you on a pedestal to be on this show, and you're going to slap me in the mouth. Oh, no. No. Yeah, people don't realize the power of this podcast and the reach it has. Because right now, from this one platform, Buzzsprout, I'm on, I'm dropping in 25 different countries and territories in over 306 cities. So we reaching.
Yeah.
We reaching. And I don't know what's on Apple and Google and Spotify. That's more reach. I'm just going through one outlet and just keeping track. But so we reaching the world. And, you know, back in the days before we had all these platforms, people would be like, man, I wish I could get on the radio or the TV or something like that. These platforms are reaching far more than the TV in different sections of, you know, cities where broadcast is. So we're on a global scale here. So get your message out, get your shine on, whatever product or service you bring into the world. Let's talk about it and share, because we're going to put you out there. And it ain't cost you nothing but, you know, pretty much 30 minutes or so. Do it one time and it's there for the duration. Any questions for the semi-veteran podcaster?
Okay, you've been listening to some of my episodes, and I just wanted, you know, I accept criticism because I'm trying to grow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I want to get your input on some things.
My input, well, it was good enough. The content and where you're going with it for is this uplifting and this inspiring people with the messages that other people bring, and you asking them questions. So I just like what you're doing. You know, you can always fine tune it. You're going to get better with time. It just, I don't have no criticism. Just keep doing what you're doing, that vibe, and just don't let nobody talk you out of it. And just keep bringing good content. Stuff you want to hear that's going to affect you positively, that's what you want to, you know, to put out there if you're going to go with that vibe, you know. But yeah, I don't criticize. I mean, I might like say, hey, you might want to tweak this right here and all that, but just keep bringing good content.
Yeah.
Bringing good content, make sure everybody background is quiet, and just do your thing. Just do your thing. You're going to make it, because you a queen. And my audience love you already. Y'all love our audience. Show some appreciation, yeah. Queen in the building. Say a queen in the building. Give her some love, y'all. She going to be all right if she don't quit. Yeah, and then
if I don't quit.
I mean, all right, crowd, y'all can calm down. They're getting excited. I'm like, hold on, let her get a, okay, yeah. Crowd get excited here. I'm just over here playing with these buttons to make the show interesting. What else you trying to do for is, you know, you got your podcast, and you say you're just trying to make some money and all that stuff. I'll show you some stuff after we get off the show that'll change your life.
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, we ain't met because of no fluke. Everything is by design.
Well, I always wanted to, like, start my own daycare.
Okay, you good.
I want to work on stuff like that.
You good with kids?
Yeah.
Man, that's going to be a lot of noise. Ooh, that's going to be a lot of noise. Got to have the patience for that. Yeah, I like kids, yeah, too, but I don't want to be no daycare. Not me. I'll come to the daycare and
I'm not going
to
be there.
Huh?
I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be, I just want to open a daycare.
Oh, you want to own it and then hire the people?
I'm not going to be there.
Oh, okay. Okay, I hear you now. I hear you now. You want to open it up and then hire the people that deal with all the noise.
I want to be like the business owner.
Gotcha. I see where you're going. Okay, you got the right mindset. Ownership. And your kid.
Ownership.
You say you're a mother? How many kids you have?
Yeah. I have two boys.
Two boys. You lucky. I got two girls. And I got three stepdaughters. I had a
step. Boys is hard work.
Yeah, but just stay on them. Don't loosen up. Stay on them. Two chops to the throat might help every now and then. But don't tell nobody. Yeah. But don't tell nobody. Just let them know you got a job to do. I'm your mother. I love you. I got a job to do. You my kids. You do your job. I do my job. We're going to be all right.
It's it.
They got to listen.
Stay in your lane.
So like my wife is saying, listen and pay attention and you're going to be all right. Then you can threaten them like my daddy told me. Well, he didn't really threaten me. My daddy said, hey, man, you go out there and get in trouble. You go to jail. Do not call me.
That's what I be saying. That broke my heart. Don't call me.
Yeah, but that broke my heart. I'm like, you my dog. I can't call you.
Why?
He like, nope. So I never went to jail. If I can't call him, I'm in trouble. So I guess I'll just stay out of jail. I told that to one of my nieces. I told that to one of my nieces one day. She looked at me like, what? You ain't never been to jail? I'm like, what? I'm supposed to? Oh, no, girl. My daddy told me. I say the thing. My daddy told me, if I go, don't call him. So that was enough to keep me straight.
To keep you out of there.
Yeah, I'll go for the right reasons, protecting my family, self-defense or whatever, but I ain't going for no foolishness, no crime. Yeah, I ain't doing no crazy stuff. I like seeing daylight, the sun, the birds, the trees, and the wind, blowing my knees. So let me see. Shay A. Queen, Concrete Rose Podcast, and they can find that on podcasts all over the platforms.
Spotify, Apple.
Look at you. See, you're already worldwide.
Find on Anchor.
You're already worldwide.
Yeah, sound good.
Just keep bringing that good content, and you're gonna be all right. So look, you don't do no music or nothing.
Well, I could sing, but
I'm
getting it together. I'm working on that.
You're not a singer songwriter because I play your song, but that was the last guess.
I'm working on it. I'm most definitely working on it.
Yeah. So this is the part of the show where I ask my guests to drop some positive life nuggets here. What you got? What you got, Shay, a queen?
I just want to tell people that don't live in fear. Like whatever you want to do, you can do it. Because, like me coming up and stuff, it's like the odds are against me. But if you keep being consistent and you keep striving, then everything is going to work out for you. You don't know how far you can go. I mean, when I first started, I was shy and I was kind of like, people not going to listen to me. But here I am right now. And God is making a way for me and he can do the same for you.
See? Mic drop. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Now, the people around you might not listen to you. But there's some people in the world that want to hear what you got to say.
They don't.
That's what you got to keep in mind.
Because I get more support.
From strangers.
I live in Dallas, Texas, but I get more support from people like you in Southern California or somebody in Florida or somewhere.
That's why I say don't quit.
And I'm like, this is crazy.
Don't quit. I'm telling you. Everybody's voice needs to be heard from somebody, especially if you got good stuff. So if you keep saying the good stuff, it's going to resonate with people looking for good stuff to hear because it's crazy out there. You turn the news on, you feel like the world coming to an end and everything depressive. I just turn the TV on. I don't even turn the TV on. I don't even turn it on. People are like, they be like, you heard what happened? Nope. I'm cool over here. If it get bad enough, somebody will pull me over on the side of the street and tell me, I don't want that garbage in my head.
You'll see it on social media.
Yeah, I'll be blocking that too. If I see it and it gets too negative, I'm flipping. What? I don't hear it. Every now and then I check in to see if how crazy it still is. Yup, they still crazy. Let me go find the positive stuff. I just want, I want to share positive light, positive energy. I want uplifting, inspirational, motivational, everything that's good with humanity, I want to spread. Everything that's bad and that's dividing us and separating us, I don't want no parts of it. So that's what my heart is. So I do everything with intent, intentional to be, a blessing and to be a light in the dark spot. So that's what I do.
In the dark world.
Yeah. Anybody got time for that? Too much living to be going on out here. Be mad, depressed, and angry at somebody that you don't even know. I'm looking for the good hearts.
And then I don't want my content to be to be about gossiping, you know, talking about other people. Like, no.
Well, if you're going to talk about them, talk about them in a good way.
See? But, you know, people be bashing people. They just be dragging people like name.
Well, you know.
I just can't do that.
Misery love company. You know, then you got hater rage out there. I wrote a song called Celebrate a Hater. Mm-hmm. I wrote a song called Celebrate a Hater. I mean, that's what they do. Why are you mad at them? That's their job, to hate. And then, you know, people say, well, there's no good people in the world. Well, you, if you can't find one, be one. Be what you're looking for.
Be one.
Yeah. Be what you're looking for. Especially if you got kids. They're watching you. So they taking your example, you know, how you interact with everything. So you got to be mindful of that, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Shay, keep it up. You got anything else you want the people to know about Shay A. Queen? Come on.
I just want to tell you thank you for the encouragement. Mm-hmm. And thank you for connecting with me.
Yeah.
I really do appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah, even though you didn't pick me for your show. Mm-hmm.
We can do a show.
I don't know what to talk
about.
When
you want to do one?
I don't know what to talk about.
I don't know. Whatever. You just got to give me some topics you want to talk about.
I really don't have topics. I just be talking.
Well, I have to give you a topic.
If I know anything about it.
I'm pretty sure you would know.
I don't know. I learn as I go. I learn from everybody. But yeah, it's good to introduce you to my audience because she's up and coming. She got some good stuff. Check out Concrete Rose Podcast. I think it's got a rose on it and it's a pink. Yeah. It's a pink logo or something. Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shay A. Queen in the building. So I want to thank you for coming on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. And we appreciate your voice. Don't let nobody stop it, especially if it's good stuff.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
Cool.
You heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Hi, this is Shaya Queen, and you're listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. Be sure to check me out at Concrete Rose Podcast. You can follow me as Shaya Queen on Facebook.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.